Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer. Weekday mornings at 9. ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland.
I understand we've only won 4 games in the last 2 years and only won 1 last year, so we're very realistic about where we are. We're going to be patient. We're going to do it right. We're going to build through the draft, not take shortcuts, and try to produce a team that will consistently win games. And as we've said many times, haven't done yet, but said many times, provide the fans of Northeast Ohio the kind of team they deserve in the Cleveland Browns.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Jerrod Cherry.
Another week and another opportunity for the Cleveland Browns, but this time they head west, far west, all the way out to Los Angeles for a 4 p.m. kickoff against the Los Angeles Chargers. Good afternoon, everybody, or I should say good evening. I always get the time mixed up. Ken Carmen alongside of Jerrod Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jerrod, good evening, friend.
Good evening, Kenneth.
Jerrod, let's get it going. Four downs.
First down.
And the first down that we look at, we recap what happened against the Bengals. An opportunity for the Browns late, but another opportunity lost. What's keeping the team from finishing in these football games?
Is this really a combination of youth and learning how to apply to the practice from the practice field on game day situations? I still feel that this team struggles with the concept of understanding that the conditions of going through practice are much obviously different than the game, and that you have to be consistent throughout the course of the game. You can't have a bad period or a bad spot on the field during the course of a game. You have to be efficient and take advantage of all the opportunities when they present themselves, and that's one of the things that we did not do, take advantage of those opportunities.
Do you think that because they do play from behind so often that they might get comfortable playing from behind like that?
Yeah, there is something to that, in that you know certain things can get you going and get you moving, and when you're behind all the time, there's a pressure off you, so to speak, because when you're in the lead and you are a winless football team, panic can start putting in, oh my gosh, this is our chance, this is our opportunity. What are we going to do in this situation? Because we're not here that often. So yeah, that can totally be a comfort zone, but you don't want to play obviously from behind, especially when you're in a situation, and it's been well stated by many, that we have a low margin for error. And when you have a low margin for error, that means you almost have to play perfectly in order to get the job done when you're not in a situation where you're coming from behind.
Yeah, especially because you don't have the depth. You keep losing guys left, right, and center. It was apparent when you lost Jamie Collins when you lost Jamie Collins a couple weeks ago, and then you lost Jamie Meter last week, and you weren't able to stop the run with that efficiency. What position, though, did you play in the NFL, Jerrod?
I played in the secondary. I played cornerback, strong safety, free safety, nickel, dime.
So you played the safety position. Yes. You saw what happened with Jabril Peppers. Was that a penalty or not?
In my mind, that was an excellent hit. That's what you're paid to do. That's why you draft him in the first round in the first place, because you recognize he has the ability to make plays just like that. I understand why the official made the call, but I totally disagree with it. If you watch the network television version of it, when you have a wide receiver like James Lofton, who played a position to a Hall of Fame caliber and level, agreeing with my take, the divas of the football world, agreeing that that was not an egregious hit and that that was a clean, quality, good hit. And on top of that, when you have the guy who actually received the hit saying he thought it was a good hit as well, that tells you all you need to know. And I understand the league's in a predicament, because on one hand, they are trying to legislate that the game is more safe. I respect that, get that, and understand that.
Yeah.
There are going to be moments like this when you are going through a change in which you have calls like that that are made, because the guy who made the call, I think he was down the field. And I'm saying
it wasn't the judge right by him, no.
And I'm saying to myself, why are you 15, 20 plus yards away making this call when the gentleman who's right there felt that it was a quality hit?
I wonder, honestly, Jerrod, do you think, I don't know if reprimand's the right word, but is there an admonishment, something for referees if there's a hit of that nature and they don't flag it?
You know what it is?
They get called off for that in their meetings.
They get overcoached too. And I believe, because think about it, every year the league has a meeting, right?
Yeah.
And they go with the officials and they say, here's what we're looking for. and it is reinforced multiple times. We're looking for this particular thing. And this year, it is obviously we're looking for situations in which the defenseless player is getting hit or someone's leading with the head. So they've watched film upon film upon film about that. Yeah. So when you get to a point where you see something, even if you're 20 miles away, which is where this official was, you feel like, oh, my gosh, why didn't he call it? Here's my chance. And someone could be grandstanding in that I'm trying to get in good with the higher powers that be because I'm trying to get that trip to the Super Bowl in Minnesota.
That flight came from Dayton. That was
it certainly
far.
Did. I go even further than that. It came from Muncie, Indiana.
I want to ask, you were in Muncie, Indiana.
Yes, I was.
Beautiful this time of year. Duke Johnson, how do you get him more involved in the offense?
Just creates, well, with the return of Josh Gordon, I think it's going to open up even more things for Duke from a running standpoint as well as a passing consideration because now with Josh out there and Coleman showing some flashes and making some big plays, you can't crowd the box. And what's going to happen is you're going to have to pay attention to Josh Gordon, Corey Coleman. So you're going to have to isolate Duke Johnson on a linebacker, and that's what we call a mismatch. And what do you want in football? You want to take advantage of mismatches. So I think just that the presence of Gordon and Coleman showing some flashes last week is going to help Duke Johnson get more opportunities and also, too, be in more situations in which he can exploit whoever's covering him. Because think about it. He's played tremendous when you consider that he's been the focal point of the offense. So just imagine what's going to happen now. The attention will be taken off of him because you have to put some of your resources and allocate them towards covering Josh Gordon and making sure Coleman doesn't beat you deep.
And with that, it's time for second down.
Second down.
DeShone Kizer, the roller coaster continues. Kizer, though, maybe his best game of the season this past Sunday. Does he have to have a good game Sunday and string together two or three good games in a row?
Yes, he does. And the other important concept and key to it is winning the game as well. You want to be labeled not as a guy that's improving, but a guy that's helping your football team win. That's how you keep a job. That's how you become the face of the franchise. So, yes, he definitely had his improvements. And I think back to, Ken, on Sunday when we do our overs and unders, and I was saying to you, I felt that he was going to have 250-plus yards, and he proved us right in that regard. We both agreed. Yeah. So he's making steps in the right direction, and just think if he can get some plays towards Gordon and Coleman continue to do what he's doing and Duke's doing what he's doing, as well as the tight ends contributing, he's well on his way.
He also, you're seeing he's starting to put some touch on it, too.
Yeah, that's helping.
So he's starting to get a little bit of touch on there. I know he's been roasting it through there a little bit at the beginning of the season. I think I'm putting it lightly there. I mean, he's a guy who showed a little bit more touch, and I think he's showed a bit more accuracy, too.
It's the red zone area, though, that's really the, right now, is his Achilles.
He gets nervous, and he wants to force the play. He wants touchdown passes.
Right, so
you can't tell me he doesn't know how many interceptions he's throwing.
Of course, yeah. And you can tell it's on his mind to some extent when he's in that area because things seem to get real tight. But once he breaks through that wall and the barrier, I feel things are going to be even more of a higher ceiling for him because what I'm seeing so far, I'm encouraged about it. And obviously, he's made his mistakes. He's had his up and downs. But one of the things you are seeing is progress on a week-to-week basis. So, yes, it's paramount that he puts together another good quality game because he has to remember, because he knows it, he's selling himself for the future as well. And he'll take, again, quality play and winning some football games.
And it takes us to third down.
Third down.
Josh Gordon back. What's a reasonable expectation for him Sunday?
I think a reasonable expectation for him is if you're in the red zone area, he'll make some things happen. And if you are down there like you were last week, I could see him with two or three TDs because he's that type of receiver and that transformative of a figure. Now, what he'll do from the 20-plus on in, that I don't know, but I know he'll get a few balls in his hands, and I think he will be in a situation where he will just make things happen because his presence has to be paid attention to.
How much does he help the other wide receivers?
Immensely, because, again, if you're a safety, you have to, out of respect, pay attention to what he's done. And some will say, well, he's been off the field for 3 years. But these coordinators are no dummies. They'll go back to the last preseason game he played, which was last year. And what they're going to show these guys is, guess what? This guy was removed from the league a year. Who do you think is the best player on the field right now as we watch this film? And then they'll go back to 2 years ago and say, you know, 3 years ago, this is what he's capable of. But they'll also show some negative stuff, too, to say, hey, because nobody's going to walk on a football field scared, but you will have to respect the fact that he's immense talent.
Gerard, when you see him and how much he's had to go through, is there such a thing as too much pressure on him?
Yeah, there's such a thing. And the one thing you don't want to take place for Josh is to have him feel that it's all resting on his shoulders and that he has to be the savior of this organization. He doesn't deserve that type of pressure, and he doesn't need that type of pressure. And this is the ultimate team sport. It's not an individual sport. But the part of that is this. His presence still helps because it is a weapon that you can deploy in order to help the cause of winning football games. So he doesn't need to put the pressure of the world on his shoulders and say, give me the damn ball, a la Keyshawn Johnson. But what he does need to do, though, is go out there and simply let the game come to him, and hopefully he and Deshaun can connect. And if they can connect, then everyone is going to benefit from that because it's going to open the offense up tremendously.
Time for fourth down.
Fourth down.
All right, previewing the Chargers, what's been the biggest reason for their turnaround this year? They started 0-4. They're 5-2 now. You just said it.
It's really that simple. When you got guys potentially going to lead the league in sacks, that's all you need to know right there, and you're shutting teams down. And when you look at the losses that they've had, recently, Ken and I go back to Jacksonville, for example. They lost 17-20, and they should have won that game, and it went into overtime. So right there, that's a quality opponent. So what you see is that the defense is matching blow for blow with the best defense in the league. So right there tells you that they're for real. Now, I understand Blake Bortles is not a top-tier quarterback, but then you go to following, we can see what they did to the Buffalo Bills, 54-24.
That's a beating.
That's a beat down and a half.
Yeah.
And then Ezekiel Elliott minus Dallas Cowboys to do what they've done to them as well. You look at that number, 28-6. The Cowboys, in my mind, have the best offensive line in football.
Well, can I ask you about that? Well, they lost Tyron Smith, but he came back. What's going on with the Cowboys?
They're just thrown off because of the Ezekiel Elliott situation, in my opinion. It's been a distraction. And I also think, too, that they're just in a malaise because, one, they didn't expect the Philadelphia Eagles to be this good.
Yeah.
And I think that threw them off as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they've been very good. But for the Chargers to go down there and to take that whole game away and to dismantle them defensively is a very difficult thing to go through. The Chargers have been fantastic. I was listening and talking to Nathan earlier, and he brought up the stat. Since week four, there have been four passing touchdowns. They've had a dozen interceptions within that defense. That's how good they've been across that defense for the Chargers. So DeShone Kizer is going to have his work cut out for him coming up on Sunday. Hey, real quick, going out on Friday or Saturday, which one's the difference? Which one would you rather do, East Coast or West Coast?
I'd rather go out, be there Friday.
How come?
Just give yourself a chance and get your 2 days. Hopefully your body clock can wake up to the idea that you're playing later.
Yeah.
And so that does matter. But the funny thing about it is they should be ready to go because game starts at 4 o'clock. That's really, what, 7? So that
on your body clock, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really 7. So,
it's like
some level, so it's like a night game and you're winding down.
Of course, the sun's going to be right above you because it's Judas. That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy for him over there at the StubHub Center. So it's going to be a little bit odd because you're waiting to go to Betty Buys. And, well, obviously, they'll be amped up, so they'll be okay. But the sun's going to be right above you, so that does throw you off a little bit. Hey, sign up with Club Jack and receive up to 1 million points. Then unlock all the advantages of Club Jack, including partner rewards, a network of local businesses with special discounts just for Club Jack members. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll welcome in the voice of your Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan. Also, we'll go around the league. We'll preview the Chargers. But coming up next, I'll sit down with Browns guard Joel Bitonio. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Want to be in the know? Tune in to the Hugh Jackson Show presented by State Farm every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We got to do the things that help you win. We got to eliminate the penalties. When we're down there, we got to finish drive. We got to catch the ball better.
Watch Nathan Segura and Coach Jackson break down plays from the previous week and look ahead to the Sunday matchup. Also see Dustin Fox and Matt Wilhelm's exclusive interviews with Sunday's playmakers.
Got to make those plays. I mean, that's what pro teams do. You got to get better at it.
The Hugh Jackson Show every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
That's right, it's flu season once again. That means dealing with coughing, aches, pains, and fever. Fortunately, there's flu vaccine to keep you safe. Anyone 6 months or older should get a flu vaccination this year. People who are very young or elderly especially need to be vaccinated. Flu vaccine is safe, effective, and keeps you and your family from missing out on life. For more information on vaccinations, visit flu.ohio.gov. Get vaccinated, Ohio.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
We need to make sure all our kids get wellness exams.
Of course we do.
Because we're good parents.
Yeah, we are.
And because for each kid who gets an exam, we're entered to win prizes.
There it is.
Want to be rewarded just for being a good parent? If you're a Paramount Advantage member, Dog Pound Healthy Rewards is giving away prizes like Brown's tickets for each family member 1 year or older who gets a wellness exam. Go to ParamountAdvantage.org/Browns for more information.
How many kids do we have again?
Physicians Ambulance is the most advanced private ambulance company in Northeast Ohio, with locations in Cleveland, Akron, Ashland, and North Ridgeville. A family-owned and operated company in its third generation, providing advanced life support, basic life support, and critical care transport for hospitals, nursing homes, two professional sports teams, area universities, and Cleveland's largest health network. Focusing on individualized care and customer service, Physicians Ambulance has been redefining pre-hospital emergency care since 1958. Find out more at physiciansambulance.com.
Professional travel has been the right choice for corporate, leisure, and pro sports travel for more than 50 years. They know how to tackle even the most complicated travel plans. Professional Travel is one of the country's largest veteran-owned premier travel management companies, focused on travel savings and solutions here at home and across the globe. For all your corporate and personal travel needs, Professional Travel is here to help. For more information, visit protrav.com or call 440-734-8800.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back at Berea, Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Sherry, the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Browns, they fly west this weekend, headed to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. And to talk about this game and, of course, the season, we welcome in Joel Bitonio, Browns guard. Joel, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Do you have like a jar, like a swear jar, but instead of swears, it's San Diego instead of saying Los Angeles?
No, I think Coach Jackson's slipped up a few times already. He's called them the Chargers. I think one time he was talking about
them. Well, they're still the Chargers, but they're just...
I mean, called them the San Diego. Yeah. Probably three times he called them San Diego and twice L.A. in like a five-minute period. So I was a little confused, but no, it's a little bit difficult, especially I grew up in California, so we had never had a football team there when I was growing up. So so it's a little bit different, but... we're playing LA now, so we'll get it.
Did you grow up outside of Los Angeles?
Yeah, Long Beach, California, so about 40 minutes away from LA.
Oh, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
God, the weather there must be immaculate this
time of year. Yeah, my family came out for Thanksgiving, and they said that they're leaving 80-degree weather to come out here for, you know, little Thanksgiving 30-degree freeze.
Wow. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was great. I actually had some family in town, like I said, my mom, you know, my brother, my sister, and... it was awesome. We all got to get together and had some good food, and it was fun.
Did you like to cook? Did you do the bird?
I smoked a turkey on a Traeger grill.
Everybody's doing the smoked turkey.
Yeah, I want to give it a try. It's less dangerous than the deep fry. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it took me probably like a 12-pound turkey, like a little over 4 hours, maybe.
Okay.
So I did it pretty high though. You can go low and slow, but with the bird, I don't want to keep it on there too long. It'll dry it out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I went a little quicker, you know, as quick as I could without, you know, burning the outside.
Have you ever done the deep fried turkey?
My dad used to a couple times when we were growing up, but I've never personally done it.
You just got to make sure don't forget that you got to thaw it out and make sure it's dry.
Dry. That's what I heard.
Because when I used to work at a pizza shop, people used to, one time someone tried to put out a fire and they dumped water all over something and it ended up making everything a lot worse it just went into
Not
the fryers.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. People don't realize that. So, do you like turkey?
I'm a turkey fan for Thanksgiving and like lunch meat turkey, you know, but it's kind of a dry meat, like regularly. It's hard to make good turkey, you know, so it wouldn't be like if someone's like, make your best dish, I'm not putting a turkey in the oven.
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably lose.
Exactly.
You're married now.
Yep.
Is there any chance of children for the Bitonios at some point?
Yeah, at some point we're going to have some kids. I don't know about when, but. When it happens, it happens.
Yeah, whenever it happens, it goes. I will say this, and it just dawned on me on Thursday, is I had my boy and then my nephew and my other boy on the other side, and my wife was telling them to eat their food, and I told them they're not going to eat it. They don't eat turkey every day. They don't know what it is. So if you put hamburgers and nuggets, so just a word of advice, the little kids out there, if you put Thanksgiving dinner in front of them, they're probably not going to eat unless you eat Thanksgiving dinners. All the time.
All the time. They're a little confused.
Yeah. It throws things off.
It's a little disappointing because Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. So if my kid's not pumped for Thanksgiving, it's going to be a little disappointing.
Did you used to be a big night before Thanksgiving type of guy back in the day?
No. I didn't even know about that, really. we always played in college, you know what I mean? Yeah. So on like Friday or Saturday. So we always, I mean, there was times where we were like, as a, you know, had team dinners on Thursday, on okay. the night before we actually played on Friday. So we couldn't really go too crazy big night before. But when I came out to Ohio, I heard a lot of people saying it's like the biggest party night of the year and stuff. And I'd never heard about that, but it's pretty cool.
I'd say, let me look over at my producer. Do you think it's bigger than New Year's Eve? I'd say it's up there.
Yeah.
I would say it's up
Everybody
there.
Has the days off, right? So they can have a good time and stuff. But I'm so focused on the food that I'm going to put down on Thanksgiving Day that I don't know if I could go out and go crazy.
Well, especially because you had to cook it, too. So that
exactly. Exactly. Bit.
So you got the Chargers coming up on Sunday. Joel Bitonio joining us on the show. You guys are flying out on Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday.
Does that make things easier for you to leave a little earlier?
I think so. I like getting there. I'm a big nap guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be able to nap on the Friday. That's my normal routine. You know what I mean? So nap on the plane over there. Saturday, we'll get everything knocked out in the morning. Then I'll have a nice window to take a nice nap, watch some college football, relax a little bit, maybe get a good meal, you know, things like that. So I'm pumped for that. I like getting out there early. I like getting to where I'm going to play and just kind of focusing on the game.
Going up against that type of defense, they've been up and down this year. It's a really weird team to put a thumb on. So how what do you know that you have to be ready for when you're playing a defense like the Chargers?
Yeah, they're good. They got some pass rushers up there. I know the two edge guys, you know, Ingram and Bosa, kind of get after the quarterback, and that's what they're planning on doing. And then inside they got Luigi, I think that's how you pronounce his name, 94, and he's just a good player, you know. And then their backers fly to the ball. I think they've been run on a little bit, but you see games where they shut down the run as well. And so it's a challenge, you know. I think we want to get after them in the run game like we kind of have been. You know, that's been our goal, you know, pretty much every week. And if we can do that and sustain the run, it'll help us out in that pass protection because they got some guys that can get after the quarterback.
You know, looking at it from a team standpoint, you know, you're still young. What year are you in now?
Four.
This is the fourth year for you. Time goes by real quick, but you're still very young. You know, Joe goes down with his injury, and we got a chance to talk to him earlier today and about younger guys stepping up to be a leader. Do you feel that maybe you have to be a leader on that offensive line considering you've signed on for this long term now?
Yeah, it's it kind of comes at you fast, you know. You think you're behind. You got guys that you look up to, and Alex and Mitch and John and Joe, you know, when I first get here. And those guys are all out the door, and Joe's, you know, on IR right now, which is unfortunate. And he's still around, so he still has that leadership role. But you know, when you're the oldest guy, you have the most experience here. It kind of just falls in your lap. And, you know, as a guy that's played games, I kind of want to take that role. But we have a good room. You know, JC and Kevin have a lot of experience as well. And so we kind of work as a team to lead that room and try and lead the offense. So because we're pretty young as a whole offense as well.
Do you feel like you're back physically from what happened last year?
Yeah, I really do. I feel good physically. I feel strong right now, you know, and it's been fun to play again. You know, I was out last year and...
Well, was there a little bit of a bridge? Because you looked fine. Did you have to kind of get back in the swing of it?
Yeah, it was tough because they didn't really let me do too much in OTAs and minicamp and stuff. And then I came back for training camp. And right when I was hitting that point, I kind of got banged up. You know, my knee got banged up a little bit in training camp. So I missed the last few preseason games. So I think it took me a game or two to really get into rhythm again and feel 100% comfortable. But you know, since the first couple games, I'm playing football again. And Sundays come quick and, you know, you're ready to go.
The other quarterback on the other side, Phillip Rivers, has been playing quarterback basically since you were in middle school. Is he one of the guys that you look at? Who's your favorite quarterbacks of that generation since you were a kid? Like, guys like Brady's still in the league. I throw Rodgers into there.
Yeah.
You can't say anything about Roethlisberger, so I'm not going to let you. Rivers, et cetera, any of those guys?
Yeah, he's one of those guys, and not that he's an old man, but you look up to him, and he's one of the old guys in the league now. Yeah. You know, and in the NFL, it's kind of different. Age dynamic, you know, if you're over 30, you're considered old in the NFL. So he's one of those older guys, and he's definitely someone I've looked up to. I think when I was a kid, I actually really enjoyed watching Tony Romo play for some reason. You know, I thought it was fun to see him scramble around. I know he's out of the league now, but he was kind of in that quarterback class of
so
that generation.
So you defended Tony Romo?
When?
You were a big defender, too, because there's always
haters.
Have the pro Tony Romo and the anti Tony Romo.
Yeah, I thought he was a big part of their success there, you know, so... I always rooted for him, you know, to do well. But Phillip's been good. I mean, what happened to Eli this week is kind of shocking. You know, the Eli Manning situation where he got benched a little bit. But yeah, there's great respect for that guy and kind of what he's done. And now I heard he's like commuting from San Diego because he's like seven or eight kids that are living in San Diego.
Oh,
still.
Speaking of kids, he can let you borrow one of his. He's got like 1,000.
I know it.
Yeah. All right, Joel, what are your goals for the rest of the year?
You know, I think. as an offense continue to improve. You know, I think Deshaun's shown really good flashes. You know, we're getting Gordon back this week, and Corey's back from injury finally. So we kind of have, besides Joe Thomas, a full cast of what we wanted to do, you know, this season. It's the first time we're going to really be able to put that together out on the field. And, you know, we got 5 weeks left, and it's a challenge. You know, we haven't played as good as we wanted to throughout the year. We haven't won as many games. But if we can keep improving, keep the spirit up, keep working hard, keep getting better each week, you know, I think the wins will come.
Exciting to have Josh Gordon back. It has to be.
Yeah, just at the walkthrough earlier today, you know, seeing him out there and running routes and catching balls and the ball just being thrown his way and hearing in the game plan meeting, oh, this one's going to Josh, you know, is pretty cool stuff. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited to see him back out there. And first and foremost, I'm just happy for the guy. He seems like he's in a good place. He seems like he's ready to play football again, and he's kind of really focused on that.
As a guard, how much do you talk about Deshaun, about game plan stuff, things like that, things that he needs done in protection?
Yeah, we have multiple protection meetings during the week, you know what I mean? But he comes in with the O-line and the centers and guards and stuff. We talk about, hey, this is what we want to do in these situations. The coaches kind of pass it down to us, like what they think we should do, and we get in the right perspective. So if we have a certain guy that we're starring, a certain linebacker that we want to go to, like last week when they were, you know, mugged up and stuff, we wanted to go to Burfitt because we thought he was a known rusher, you know, from their linebacker. Just things of that nature where he's on the same page as us, and he comes in and sees what we want to do in the run game, where if the safety's down, what run we want to check to, things that, so we're on the same page, so when we get up there, we're not like, what are we doing here? You know, we all kind of know, and we're all on the same page and moving in that direction.
When you are on the sideline, do you look up at the screen to see what's going on in the field sometimes?
Yes, like 90% of the time.
Okay. Down in Cincinnati, do they have big screens down in Cincinnati like they do here?
No, not compared.
So you couldn't see what happened with your bro Peppers then, huh?
Oh, I saw that.
What can you tell me without me costing you money?
Yeah, it looked like a clean hit to me. You know, I think in this age of football, that was probably the best he could have done.
The best he could have done. Do you see it their way? Because, again, I know about protection and concussions and things like that, where they're going to throw the flag first and ask questions later.
Yeah, I understand that, but there's no, like, college review, right, where you can review it and see, hey, he didn't really hit him there. You know what I mean? Like, can we take it back or anything like that? So I guess they got to protect the players and let the flags fly. But to me, it looked all body. You know, like right across his body. Was that the call? They said he hit him in the head.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it went right underneath right where the face mask is by the chin strap.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, I mean, he tried to make a play on the ball, and you feel bad for a kid like that. You see him make those type of plays in practice all the time. Not where he's killing our teammates, but he's there.
Yeah.
You know, making the play and. And he's done that, you know, and I think what you can say is maybe try and be an inch lower or something. But in that situation, you're playing football, and, you know, he's doing his best to separate the guy from the wall.
It's just I think that probably coming up next fall, they'll put Steve Atwater in the Hall of Fame, and he's known for making those type of hits. Joe Petonio joining us on the show. Coming up next, we'll preview the Chargers. It's Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. It's the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experience is preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
Hi, gang. Riz here, and the holidays are a stressful time for everybody. Be a great time for you to try Joby's all-natural bee pollen. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins, all in free-range bee pollen. 7-month supply, $99, comes with a money-back guarantee. 877-300-5632. 877-300-5632. Help yourself this holiday season and try Joby's. All the information you need is at jobys.com, and happy holidays.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Brands, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and your immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 year old, or living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days or for a prize value over $600 once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit the prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland is not responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNClevelandContests.com.
Get your home ready for Christmas at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, get up to 20% off major appliances plus an extra 10% from brands like GE, Samsung, LG, and Frigidaire. And get 18-month special financing on purchases made with your JCPenney credit card made by December 5th. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $299. Hurry, ends soon. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store at jcp.com/appliances for details.
Hear that? That's the sound of speechless. Like when you give her an unforgettable gift from Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. Whether it's one of the hundreds of new pieces in our collection, one of the exclusive pieces you can only find at Jared, or a custom piece we create just for you, Jared is the place to find the gift.
I love it.
That takes her breath away. And that's why he went to Jared.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, it is.
Was that a little too early?
No.
All right, we're good.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Hey, Cleveland. Mike Golic here with Trey Wingo.
Turn into Golic and Wingo weekday mornings at 6 on ESPN Cleveland.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Well, it's Jack, and it's the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. At Jack, you earn points 15 times faster than anywhere else in town. Make sure you play today. Jim Donovan going to join us here in a little bit. Let's preview the L.A. Chargers, because, Gerard, they come into this game. They're 5-6. They were left for dead after the first month of the season. But because the AFC West, which we thought was going to be a juggernaut, has been so porous, the Chargers got themselves an opportunity now. The Chiefs have taken on water. We'll get to the rest of these teams in this division here in a second. But you take out, when you look at the Chargers here, you take out the two Super Bowls that Eli Manning has won, which I don't know how you could take those out. But either way, take out the two Super Bowls that Eli Manning has won. I didn't write it. Take out the two Super Bowls that Eli Manning has won. Straight up, who's had a better career, Phillip Rivers or Eli Manning?
The key word in there will be you take out the two Super Bowls. Because if you take out the two Super Bowls, you really say Eli Manning is a good quarterback to average. You don't say great or excellent, but because he has the ability to rise to the occasion when playing against the Patriots in particular in Super Bowls, that's what makes him great. So I have to say Rivers' numbers totally blow Manning out the water. And it's kind of funny because Eli did not want to go to San Diego, and is even more interesting that we bring this question up because he's in a situation now where he's been benched for Geno Smith. But I would have to say that if you look at the numbers and who would I would rather have as my quarterback in the regular season and not in the playoffs and Super Bowl, I'm going to go with Phillip Rivers.
Man, they got close. They got close a couple of times. They got ran into by the Patriots.
That's the whole problem. They met the Patriots at the wrong period because they should have been in the AFC Championship and won a couple of times. But who they meet? The Patriots.
I'm sorry. I did not think of that. I love Gibbs like an older brother. But it's like, hey, you know what? If you took away Gerard's speed and quickness and muscles and good looks, who'd be the better defensive back, Ken Carmen or Gerard Cherry? I mean, come on now. So, yeah, you take away the two Super Bowls, yeah, but that's a lot to take away.
Hey, take away the two Super Bowls, Eli Manning is not going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, because of the two Super Bowls.
I would say yes.
And who he beat. He beat, because we always put it in equated to the quarterbacks winning the games, right? He beat the best quarterback ever to play the position.
How many has Tom won now?
Five.
He's been there seven times.
And Eli's robbed him of two.
The only two blemishes.
Yeah.
The only two blemishes. And they are on Mario Manningham, a pass to Mario Manningham, and David Tyree.
Yes.
Not in that order. But either way, the Giants got him both times because Eli Manning.
Found a way.
He's a gamer. Yeah. You got to love the gamer. Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, are they the two best defensive ends in football right now?
I'm almost ready to check off on that, but I really love what they're doing in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I kind of want to put them by the pair. Yeah. And I think you got a better pair in Jacksonville. Right. You mentioned that. I think you're right,
Jordan. Yeah, you got Campbell, and I can't pronounce. Yannick is his first name.
Yeah, who is taken, third round? He was the third round pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, yeah, I would say the Jaguars as a tandem are a little bit better. I think they guard against things a little bit better, but I think Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram are right.
Oh, they're right there.
They're fantastic. Fact or fiction, the Chargers will come back and win the AFC West this season.
Let's see. 10 weeks ago, you definitely said no way, no how, shape, form, or fashion. But right now, I'm going to say yes, they're playing some high-level quality football. I mean, outside of the barely losing to Jacksonville, and they lost to the Patriots as well, but that's going to happen to most teams. They're 10-2 for a reason. I have to say, certainly, I think they are going to outright win the West, because the West is in a situation where Kansas City went from being the best team in the league to now you're scratching your head saying, well, Alex Smith even have a job next season.
What is going on with the Kansas City Chiefs? What is going on there, friend?
Well, I was enjoying the fact, because I was telling others that I felt their issue and problem was they didn't have any explosive plays and players. All of a sudden, they burst on the scene with that in the first half of the season.
Yeah.
But it seems like they've just got comfortable with the idea that we played well in the first half, and the tank is empty. That's what I'm seeing. And I get why Kareem Hunt may be lagging right now, because he's a rookie. You hit that wall. That's reality check, so I'm not surprised by that. But the fact that Smith and the defense as well is just not playing to that same level of fervor that they had at the beginning part of the season makes you scratch your head and question what is going on in that locker room.
Let's carry this to around the league here. Would you make a switch at quarterback if you were them?
In their case, because that interception that I saw Alex Smith throw last week, I would strongly consider it. Not because I compare that to the Buffalo Tyrod Taylor situation.
You know Andy Reid can't strongly consider it. He has to make a decision.
Right. Because once you put the rookie out there, it's for good.
You ain't putting the toothpaste back in the tube.
Right.
It's over.
Right.
So,
but
okay,
if you drop one or two more, but then you're playing with the whole idea of are you putting yourself – obviously they feel Smith gives them the best chance to win.
There will be people who disagree with this, and this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that he is – to me, he's a closer in baseball. You have a closer there for a reason. You don't pull out a closer because you don't want to – you don't want to give a closer an opportunity to not blow the save because you want to keep his confidence up. You're blowing the save, that's part of the game. That's what happens in baseball. In football, you're going to lose some games, and you're the leader. You're the guy that they look for leadership. You're the veteran there. You started off gangbusters this season. You have been putrid over the last couple of months. Let's be serious about this, but you're still in first place. And that means that you have the talent. You have the defense. You just added Darrell Revis. I don't know what that guy has left, but we'll see. But you have Revis there. You still have a chance to salvage this thing and get to the postseason. So with that said, because he's the veteran, you owe it to your football team. You still owe it to the fan base, even though they want to see Patrick Mahomes because they want to win. But you also owe it to Patrick to not put him out there with that type of expectation there. If you wanted to start, if you falter and you end the season and you don't have a chance to go to the postseason, fine. But if you get to next year, okay, then you move on with Patrick Mahomes. But I still say you leave in Alex Smith until things go bust.
Yeah, and I can agree with that assessment as well. But if he starts playing 3-4 interception football, then that makes that transition easier because then the players will start looking at you sideways from a head coaching standpoint and saying, why aren't you doing anything? Yes, he may be an experienced rookie, but we need to put someone out there that's not turning the football over.
Give me a coach with at least 4 wins who is on the hot seat.
Wow, that is a... 4 wins at least on the hot seat. I obviously got to go out to Indianapolis. That's the first thing that comes to mind with Pagano.
Yeah.
He's definitely – heck, I don't even know if his seat's even hot. I think it's just –
they only have 3 wins.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't matter. You can throw that out there if you want to. That's okay.
4 wins.
These rules aren't hard and fast. That's okay.
So, like, kind of like removing the Super Bowls from Eli Manning?
Dare I say it? Is Adam Gase – they've lost 5 in a row. Is Adam Gase in trouble?
Yeah, of course you are. Anytime you have the word in a row – and you get past 2 or 3.
A month of losing.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, he might be in a little bit of trouble. Todd Bowles, I think Todd Bowles, they've lost 2 in a row.
I think
Todd
Bowles
done a good job.
I think he's safe because he played
They're
a team.
Playing for him.
Last week he played a really good team whose name escapes you down to the wire. And you're saying to yourself, how the heck were you even? It was the Panthers.
I got
to How are
you
even winning that game at some point? Because the Panthers, to their credit, are playing better, much better.
I think, you know, you look at that. I like Todd Bowles just because. They were asked, and it's almost the same situation that's going on with the Giants. Hey, you got those young guys there. When do you need to see the other guys? And Todd Bowles said, and this is a quote, I saw them in the summer. Josh McCown is our starter. That's a strong thing to say by a head coach. That's a leader.
At the end of the day, winning is always your safety.
That's a leader, yep. Yeah. That is the way it goes. But I tell you what, with 4 wins, if they finish 4-12, maybe it goes the other way. But if they go to 6-10... I like Todd Bowles. I like him. I think he could be a good coach. They need a quarterback like crazy. You know, Josh is a good guy, but it's not for long there. So they need a quarterback. They need some other help. But that is a team that can pound you if you let them pound you, right. And they'll still line up and they'll still play. That is Around the League. Coming up next, welcome in the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
As a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that.
Catch Browns Countdown presented by Elk and Elk on Sundays at 11 a.m. on News 5 for exclusive footage inside practices, mic'd ups, and interviews you won't see anywhere else.
Well, the city and this team has always been really special to me. And it's where I started my career, and I've always wanted to end my career here, and I've always wanted to build a championship team here.
Browns Countdown exclusively on News 5, Sundays at 11 a.m.
The football field is a classroom. In it, our children learn hard work, responsibility, and selflessness. That's why the Ohio Lottery, University Hospitals, Zenith Helmets, and your Cleveland Browns are partnering to make sure those lessons and memories last a lifetime. To promote helmet safety, we are awarding grants and new helmets to Heads Up certified football programs. Just head to clevelandbrowns.com/helmets and enter your high school for a chance to win. Let's make the all-stars of tomorrow safer today. Brought to you by the Ohio Lottery.
Hey, Browns fans, introducing a brand new pizza just for you. You're going to eat up Papa John's new Dog Pound Deluxe. It's a large pizza loaded with all your favorite toppings, like pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, onion, and green peppers. Score yours today for just $11. Order online using promo code DELUXE. Papa John's, proud partner of your Cleveland Browns.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza, and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks, no charge?
Break out the Pepsi.
Hey, Browns fans, don't just watch the game on TV. Experience the game with PrimeSport.com, your source for tickets, hotel accommodations, and VIP hospitality to the biggest sporting events in the world. PrimeSport has exclusive VIP packages to the Super Bowl, Rose Bowl, Final Four, Masters, Daytona 500, and more. Be a VIP. Your ultimate game day experience starts at PrimeSport.com.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
On this Wednesday night as we get set for the Browns to travel to Los Angeles. And in a very quaint confines of the stadium that the Chargers are playing in, StubHub Center, the home of the LA Galaxy, that's where this game will be staged on Sunday afternoon. The San Diego Chargers starting to make a great run in the AFC even though they're below 500 at 5-6, they are very much within reach of gaining a wild card spot in the AFC. They've won 5 out of 7 games, and they've won 2 in a row, and they come off a tremendous performance for themselves on Thanksgiving Day, when in that marquee game in Dallas, they completely dominated the Dallas Cowboys. And Phillip Rivers had one of his all-time career games, and he's had a long career as he threw for over 400 yards in the game and 3 touchdown passes. And Rivers is the heart and soul still, even at this stage in his career, he is the heart and soul of this football team, and he is trying to will them to get up and over the top and continue on their winning ways to grab a playoff spot for first-year head coach Anthony Lynn, who was a Browns assistant coach at one point back in 2007 and 2008. He was a running backs coach here, did a great job here with the Browns at that point in time, and you could tell that he had a bright career in front of him. He definitely caught the eye of Bill Parcells and others and moved on his way throughout the NFL to gain some experience as an offensive coordinator and now getting a shot to be the head coach with the Chargers. And after getting off to a tough start, which was expected for a team that was relocating from San Diego to L.A. and all the different things that go and obstacles that go in the way of doing that, they get off to a slow start, but they have found themselves. And what they really do is they find the quarterback to rush the quarterback. Joey Bosa, the great player out of Ohio State, having an amazing year with 10.5 sacks. They have close to 35 sacks as a team, one of the top teams in getting to the quarterback. Melvin Ingram, another great player that does that. And so the Browns' tackles are going to be really stressed and pressed in this game to be able to hold the line and be able to give DeShone Kizer the opportunity to throw the ball. And when he does, the great excitement will be that Josh Gordon is part of the whole deal right now as he is on target to play his first game in a couple of years as he rejoins the Browns for active duty on Sunday. And that will be exciting to see him. He's in great physical shape, seems to have his mind all straight and ready to go and pointed towards becoming and reaching the potential that everyone thinks he has as one of the great young talented wide receiver in the NFL that has been stalled because of his many personal problems off the field. And so we'll see him on the field, and he will be a welcome sight to an offense that really needs guys that can make big plays in the passing game. And Gordon, when he's right, can certainly do that. So that's a preview for the game coming up on Sunday. The Browns still trying to get that first win. Remember, they got their only win last year against San Diego in Cleveland on Christmas Eve, 20-17, on that thrilling day as they ended up with a Jamie Meter blocked field goal, and then Josh Lambeau missed one wide left at the buzzer, and the Browns celebrated their first and only win, and so far their only win with Hugh Jackson as their head coach in his career here in Cleveland. So we look forward to bringing you the game coming up on Sunday when the Browns take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Still strange to say it that way instead of San Diego. The L.A. Chargers coming up on Sunday, and it will be great to be along with Doug Deacon and Nathan Zagura and bring you that game. I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us here on the Preview Show.
And we do thank Jim very, very much for that. Also, sign up for Club Jack and receive up to 1 million points. Then unlock all the advantages of Club Jack, including partner rewards, a network of local businesses with special discounts just for Club Jack members. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry will take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll preview what's going to happen on the Hugh Jackson Show coming up on Thursday, as well as tell you who's going to be on it and what we're looking forward to as the Browns get ready to head west against the Los Angeles Chargers. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Thursday Night Football.
Way to get a bleed, man! Bleed!
A historic rivalry comes to primetime.
That's what I'm talking about, baby!
Kirk Cousins leads the Redskins into Dallas for a crucial showdown with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
That's one of the great plays you will see.
It's Redskins.
Fight for the man next to you!
It's Cowboys.
Do not let up!
When it's on, it's on.
Into the end zone for a touchdown!
Thursday Night Football. Thursday at 8 on NFL Network, NBC, and streaming on Amazon Prime Video.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint,
the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting ITEM to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4 Imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do at 4imprint.com. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting ITEM to 88988. ITEM to 88988.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Experience the difference of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Just text the word AGREE to 42424. Its unique formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference too.
Text AGREE to 42424 to experience the amazing Nugenics difference. This offer is not available in stores. Text AGREE to 42424.
Hey guys, holiday season is upon us, and I have the perfect gift. It's a gift to Spa West, of course. A gift for that special person in your life. Family members, friends, co-workers, and yeah, even your boss. Give them a relaxing facial, massage, or a full day of pampering. Gift certificates can be purchased instantly online at SpaWest.com or call 440-899-SPA-W in Westlake. A season special, gift cards up to 20% bonus. You heard that right. A season special on gift cards up to 20% bonus. Spa West in Westlake. We'll see you there.
He's a 3-time Super Bowl champ, and he's just a regular dude. The Next Level with Emmett and Gerard. Weekdays at 3, ESPN 850 WKNR.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Well, Watershed Distillery, they've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Get this, owners Greg and Dave quit their jobs, swapped out their suits for jeans and t-shirts, and they started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits have the same attitude. Watershed Bourbon, now available at liquor stores throughout Cleveland. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Gerard, we got the Hugh Jackson Show coming up on Thursday night, 7 p.m. Coach will join us. Also, Browns tight end Seth DeValve will join us in studio. So we'll get you set for the game against the Los Angeles Chargers. Their Chargers come into this game 5-6. The defense looks incredibly different. Anthony Lynn has these guys humming on all cylinders, and they are ready to play. And all of a sudden, are ready to try to take a swing at the AFC West.
Yeah, because right now you have a situation with the AFC West where the Raiders, who were the favorite, in my opinion, to win the West, are struggling in their own regard, and then the Broncos have completely collapsed. You got a GM and John Elway calling players out and saying they're the soft, and when the biggest storyline is that you got into a melee and a brawl as opposed to actually winning the game, that speaks volumes of what's taking place in Denver. And then when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, at one point in time, they were the hottest team in the National Football League, and they have gone silent. And you're saying to yourself, were they putting in a brisket out there? Because what in the world is taking place that they've fallen off the map in the way they have? And this is a perfect situation, which shows that if you stay the course and you weather the storm and you go back to the bread and butter of what football is, and that's starting off with doing things on the defensive end, you're always going to be in a position to win football games. Because if you can shut down opponents and force your will upon them from a defensive standpoint, what does that mean? That means that you're going to put the offense more likely in a shortened field position, yeah, and you're going to get the ball back to them so they can figure out the tendencies and the nuances of the defense and exploit it. That's why it's so paramount that you have a quality to a great defense, because it puts so many things in a good position for you. Because if you have a high-powered offense, have you noticed this with a high-powered offense? If the defense is suspect, they lose games still. But if you have a high-powered defense, you're more than likely not to lose games.
Yeah, can I ask you this? And you're right about that. What gets a team going? They start off 0-4. You were there when Bill Belichick buried the football.
Right.
And then Rex Ryan buried a football, and we all just laughed at him. So what is the difference? What gets a team going? How can you go from 0-4 to then 5-6 and 5-2 over the last 7 weeks?
Well, you have to have laid a foundation. And though with that Patriots team we were struggling, I was in training camp with those guys paying a price, and I felt that we were a much better football team than what we were displaying at that time, and we stayed the course. And obviously, the rest is history, and I love Drew Bledsoe. I will not say anything negative about him, but obviously, the greatest to ever play the game was on the horizon, so yeah. There you have it.
Did you know he was going to be the greatest to ever play the game back then, though?
I knew he was going to be really good. I know he was going to be the greatest
you
ever
really
play the
thought
game.
He was going to be really,
yeah,
really good?
Because you saw it in training camp, and you saw just his approach, and you were saying, so, man, this guy's good. But obviously, Drew was a man, and he was balling in his own right. But you could see that Tom was a really good player, even then.
You can fool us in the stands. You can fool the fans. You can fool the family. You can fool some of the coaches in the front office.
I mean, go back and watch his preseason games.
You can't fool those players. You can't fool. Well, they do that in the Brady 6. They show Tom Brady for the Hall of Fame game. Weren't you in the Hall of Fame game? Was that the game they played against Gino Carmazzi?
No, I wasn't in that game.
Was that Tom Brady versus San Francisco? It might have been something else, but I know they compared him. Mm-hmm. And they looked at the quarterbacks that were taken before him, obviously, in the Brady 6, and just about the preparation that was different and him going up to Robert Kraft and saying that he's absolutely going to make the team from when he was a rookie, and now he is.
Who he is.
He's the GOAT. He's right up there with the all-time greats of the generation. Yes, he's higher up there than Peyton Manning. I know. I know.
I ain't saying nothing bad about Peyton.
Look at you. You give me this. Yeah, you might not have said it, but I can see it, and I can see you giving me the side eye, making sure that I say what
I don't
I'm
know what you're talking
say.
About. I ain't got anything negative to say about Peyton Manning.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., the Hugh Jackson Show, Nathan Zagura and I, Sunday, 12 p.m., Browns game day. It will be live from downtown Cleveland. Gerard Sherry and I, 1 p.m. Matt Wilhelm will join us, 2 p.m., the Cleveland Browns kickoff show with Tony Rizzo. And then at 4:05, kickoff from the StubHub Center between the Chargers and your Cleveland Browns with the incomparable Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura on the sideline. So it's going to be a lot of fun out in sunny Los Angeles. So thanks to our producer, Meredith Kane. For executive producer Jason Gibbs and Gerard Sherry, I'm Ken Carmen, thanking you for listening to the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospitals sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
Have you ever wanted the opportunity to travel with the Browns for a road game, including staying in the team hotel, going on the field during pregame warmups, and having great tickets in an opposing stadium? What about upgrading your seats for a Browns home game or having lunch with a Browns football player? You have the chance to win these experiences and more. For a complete list of Browns contests and promotions, visit promotions.clevelandbrowns.com.
Folks, shopping for engagement rings can be tricky because you don't really know what your girl likes. Believe me when I tell you, no matter what your budget is, no matter what you... Folks, guys, you got to get a ring that she likes. This is where Josh Bookman and his team come in. They ask you a series of questions, help narrow down the decision from hundreds of rings to maybe one or two. What does she do for a living? Does she tend to dress up or does she prefer to stay casual? Does she wear a lot of jewelry? Simple things like this will help Josh find the perfect ring for your fiancé-to-be. This is just another thing that they do at Bookman to make you comfortable, to make the experience pressure-free. Josh and his team are there to guide you all along the process. Guys, trust the Bookmans. Christmas is coming up, holidays. Maybe you are thinking about getting engaged. Guys, if you are, it's time to go Bookman. They're at 8803 Brexhill Road in Brexhill, right at like 82 and 21, and online, bookmanandson.com. Remember, they are family-owned and operated, and their name is on the door. Bookman.
Last year was harder than we thought, okay? None of us are exactly sure what will happen this year. I know we'll be a better team, so I think 2018, and I'm not hedging my bets, 2018, 2019, you should see a substantially better football team.
I just think we're fortunate to have Hugh as a coach. I think he's established a great rapport here with the community. I hope he'll be our head coach for a long time.
Thanks for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. The Insiders with Aaron Goldhammer, featuring Tony Grossi and Brian Windhorst. Weekdays at 5, ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland. ESPN Cleveland Tonight with Dave Skozin. Weeknights at 6, ESPN.